Dr. Pinsky dictating a man, Michael Miller. Michael Miller is a 63-year-old male and reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 7/9/19. Apparently he was moving a cardiac rehabilitation equipment in the form of treadmills and bikes. Apparently he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn biceps and rotator cuff that were first repaired surgically in August of 2019. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently he denies any previous injuries to the involved areas. Apparently he relates that in March of 2021 he was turning a screwdriver when his shoulder popped. Apparently he underwent reverse shoulder arthroplasty. Period. In January 2022, he had another surgery to the same shoulder for what he understands to be another tear. Period. In paragraph, as per the first reported injury on 7/9/19, he was moving heavy equipment when he felt a tweak and muscle spasm in the right biceps. Period. As per his claim petition, he injured his right shoulder, arm, and biceps when moving heavy equipment. Period. Medical records show he had an MRI of the shoulder done on 7/9/19 to be inserted here. Period. Interestingly, this showed post-surgical changes of a prior rotator cuff repair. Notwithstanding the petitioner's denial of same, period, he also had an MRI of the right elbow that same day and showed severe muscle edema in the visualized distal portion of the bicep muscle with surrounding soft tissue edema and fluid. The visualized distal portion of the bicep tendon was intact. Period. New paragraph. He came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Conte, C-O-N-T-E, on 7/10/19. Period. He noted the history and reviewed the MRIs. Period. He also had x-rays of the right shoulder showing slight superior humeral elevation. Period. There was no major joint space narrowing between the humeral head and the glenoid. Period. There were just some slight sclerotic changes in the subchondral bone. Period. History was remarkable for left bicep surgery in 2008, as well as a triple bypass and right and left carotid endarterectomies on 6/8/15. Period. Dr. Conte diagnosed him with sprain. So the rotator cuff, comma, traumatic rupture of the right proximal biceps tendon, comma, and impingement syndrome. Period. They discussed treatment options and initially elected to pursue conservative measures. Period. He was followed closely. Period. On 8/12/19. Dr. Conte performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Paragraph. On 3/8/21, he performed another surgery to be inserted here. Period. He had another MRI of the right shoulder on 6/18/20 compared to the study of 7/9/19. Also to be inserted here. Period. Paragraph. On 10/22/11, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Song, S-O-N-G. Period. He described the course of treatment to date, and he was status post right reverse shoulder arthroplasty with continued pain and dysfunction. Period. He explained to the patient that if he deferred any surgery, he would be on permanent disability with a 5-pound weight restriction and no repetitive overhead activity. Period. He also explained the outcome of another surgery was rather unpredictable. Period. He wrote the petitioner did not have prior pre-existing injuries that he was told about prior to this injury at work. Period. He even with successful reverse shoulder arthroplasty would have a 20-pound weight restriction on a permanent basis. Period. As it is now, he has a 5-pound permanent weight restriction and no repetitive overhead activity. Period. On 12/27/21, he underwent a history and physical by Dr. Amistoso. Period. He was presenting for right revision prosthesis total shoulder arthroplasty. Period. He was discharged from the hospital on 1/11/22. On 1/10/22, he did undergo right revision reverse total shoulder arthroplasty involving both the humeral and glenoid components. The postoperative diagnosis was right shoulder prosthesis instability and pain. This procedure was done by Dr. Conti. The petitioner followed up with Dr. Conti through 2/18/22, period. He was doing well with no complaints and had already started physical therapy. Period. His sling was discontinued 2 weeks postoperative as instructed, period. Upon exam, the surgical incision is fully healed without erythema or drainage, period. Passive and active range of motion were improving. Period. The patient can abduct the arm with 3/5 strength. Period. Full range of motion of the elbow, wrist, and fingers. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He focused on his subjective dysfaction, complaining about workers' compensation, his employer, the second opinion, and performing modified duty. Period. He did come to the office today from Pennsylvania and had a 1.5-hour drive due to increased traffic. Period. He nevertheless was accommodated. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed a healed anterior longitudinal scar measuring 8 inches in length with some skin retraction proximally. Period. At the left antecubital area was a 3-inch scar consistent with biceps repair. Period. Active right shoulder adduction was 40 degrees, abduction and flexion 150 degrees, with external rotation to 75 degrees. Period. Passively, these were nearly full. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the hip level on the right and L1 level on the left. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres, while a crepitus tenderness triggering or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. Resisted right shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Hands, wrist, elbows normal. Shoulders normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. And lumbosacral. Insert the macro with the straight leg raise maneuvers removed. Impressions. On 7/9/19, Michael Miller injured his right shoulder at work, moving heavy cardiac rehabilitation equipment. Period. For unclear reasons, he immediately underwent an MRI of the right shoulder and right elbow. Period. Scratch that last line. Actually, he had seen Dr. Conti the same day of injury. He referred him for MRI studies of the right shoulder and elbow. Period. They quickly proceeded to surgery on 8/12/19. severity had further treatment and evaluation, including diagnostic testing and specialist consultations. He ultimately had another shoulder surgery done on 3-8-21 and then a revision on 1-10-22. Period. He did well postoperatively with Dr. Conti running through 2-18-22. Period. New paragraph, the current evaluation found there to be decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. Period had minimally reduced strength in external rotation. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders and elbows were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 15% permanent partial total disability at the right shoulder. Period. As noted above, there was mentioned early on that he had a previous surgery. Period. Actually, this study was done on 6-18-20 and showed the postoperative changes from the preoperative study of 7-9-19. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referral to the right elbow slash arm. Period. He did verbally state to this evaluator that the second opinion physician told him, quote, your arm is trashed. Period. End quote. The petitioner did volunteer that he previously had left and right bicep and rotator cuff surgeries before the subject event. Period. I would therefore apportion some of my assessment of the right shoulder to pre-existing conditions. Period. He does currently participate in coaching sports that likely cause stress about the right upper extremity. Period. His previous hobbies included horseshoes, golfing, playing softball, and quad vehicles. Period. End.